The fact that life within North Korea is difficult is a well-established fact. But what happens to people who have successfully made it out? We very rarely hear about the daily lives of defector migrants in South Korea, and particularly the youth. How do they adjust to life in a country where consumer culture is well-established alongside an infamously rigorous education system? Today, KEI's Jenna Gibson speaks with some of them and hear about the basic day-to-day challenges that defector migrants face. From the Korea Economic Institute in Washington, D.C., I'm your host, Yong Kwon, and this is Korean Context.
First of all, I want to thank you very much for coming all the way to Washington and for taking time during your trip to visit here at KEI and tell us about your school. If you don't mind, could I have the two of you introduce yourselves first and tell us a little bit about your background, if you feel comfortable?
So my name is Park Jong-ho. I am the founder and director of the after-school program for North Korean defector students called Kunsem. And Kunsem means big spring.
And my name is Kwon Ryu-yan. I'm the director of Kunsem School.
So we also have three students here today. Can you say hello to?
I am in the second year of middle school. I am a third year middle school student at Kunsem.
Hello, I'm a second year middle school student at Kunsem.
So can you tell me a little bit about Kunsem? Why did you decide to start it? And for the students, how did you get involved being a student at Kunsem?
So the reason why we started the Kunsem After School Program is that a lot of the defector youth that come to South Korea have a difficult time adjusting to life in South Korea. It is very hard, especially for the parents. They have to work, they're out in South Korean society trying to make a living and adjusting to a new life. Many times the kids are left on their own, so the parents of these defector students, who are defectors themselves, want to have a trustworthy place where they can leave their children and not worry about them while they're at school. And so we have students who attend regular South Korean public schools, and after school is over, they come to our after-school program where they can receive additional education. We also have programs where the parents and children can engage in activities together as well. And so a lot of these students, as they attend our Kunsem program, they receive better grades at their regular schools. And for the kids who may have been bullied or ignored by their peers in the school, they gain more self-confidence and are able to deal with that sort of situation in the public schools. A lot of these students have the opportunity to come to a place where they can learn English and hear English through the Washington, D.C. Cultural Immersion Program. And it's our desire that these students, once they experience that, can be the ones who go back to North Korea when reunification happens in the future and become people who talk to their peers in North Korea about their experience of life in South Korea and also the U.S. and act as a bridge for the two peoples.
And so Kunsem, school after-school program, in addition to providing that program for the students, we also help the resettlement process, resettlement experience for the defector community at large. And one of the side programs that Kunsem is involved with is also sending rice in plastic water bottles via the ocean currents into North Korea. So that's part of our program as well at the Kunsem.
How did you get involved with the Kunsem? And how do you like it?
And so because my mother and father started the school, I ended up being one of the first students to attend the after-school program at Kunsem. I have come to realize, though, that Kunsem has been a great help to me. For me as well, my parents recommended that I attend the after-school program at Kunsem. Being a member of this program and participating in many activities and events has been very helpful to me. I have seen my grades go up at school, which is great.
And so I first started going to the Kunsem program because my friends went to the program, and I too have felt the program is really helpful. I have really seen my grades go up at school as well.
What's your favorite part of the program? Is it learning English, or do you have any kind of other activities that you really enjoy?
So for me, the activity that I found most interesting is the arts program because it's something I already had an interest in. And so I would say the drawing and the whole art aspect of the Kunsem program.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I really enjoy the once-a-year visit by select Kunsem students to the United States. For me, that's the best part of the whole program. The reason I like it is because, obviously, I'm in a place where English is spoken, and that's really helpful to me. And for me, it's the hands-on experience type activities that we do at Kunsem. For me, that has been really helpful for me.
So you mentioned that some of the students may have some difficulties when they get to South Korea or when they're in South Korea. Can you talk a little bit about that and what Kunsem tries to do to help them?
So one of the examples I would give is that for these defectors, the fastest route in coming to South Korea is escaping North Korea and then China, and through the help of brokers, they can come directly to South Korea. Or in the case of other defectors, if they have relatives or family members who have already escaped to South Korea, they can get their help to come to South Korea quickly. But there are some defectors who have no relatives in South Korea. They can't afford brokers. So they end up staying in China a year, 2 years, maybe some even up to a decade, 10 years. And when these defectors have kids and they are in China for that long, these students do not have any opportunity to go to school. And when they do finally end up coming to South Korea, oftentimes these students are not education level they should be with their peers. So the parents have to work, and these students, if you're a 15-year-old defector student, you know, and you have to catch up academically, you know, they can't be placed in a first grade classroom, for example. They may be lowered one or two grades, but they still have a hard time keeping up. And the school education is free in South Korea, but the hagwon, the after-school, private after-school programs, the parents, these defector parents, have no financial means to send their kids to these hagwons. The schools themselves have after-school classes, but oftentimes they're not very suitable for these kids. So this is where a program like ours, Kunsem, comes into play, because we are able to provide that safe space for these students to come and learn. And it also frees both parents, to be able to work and gain that financial freedom quicker. Because if they didn't have a place like Kunsem, then one parent has to quit work and take care of the child. Because if they're just left on their own, which usually happens a lot of times with these defectors, defector students, they end up not going to school, falling to the wrong crowd, and just not succeeding. So when they are in a program like Kunsem, they're able to trust that the after-school program will take care of their kids, that they can work, both of them, without having to worry about their kids. So in that way, we are addressing both the economic need of the parents, in the sense that we're letting them work, and also providing that place where they could learn and catch up academically and through the Kunsem program.
A lot of our audience members are here in the United States, and then some in South Korea. So I'm wondering, both for you teachers and also the students, is there anything that you want Americans to understand better about defectors or about North Korea in general? And is there anything that you want South Koreans to understand better about your situation?
So if I may speak to people in America that listen to this podcast, I will give an example of one of our first class of students that came to our Washington, D.C. Cultural Immersion Program, which was back in January. Back at that time, we only sent 4 students to this program, and one of the defector students had no knowledge of English, not even the alphabet. But during the short 3 weeks that she was here, she was able to pick up words here and there. And most importantly, she found self-confidence. And when she came back from this trip in January, I noticed that she was self-confident enough to talk to foreign visitors and native-speaking teachers who come to our program. So spending time in the U.S., even 3 weeks, was a great help to this particular student. She is learning English very quickly and picking things up. So for her, this was a tremendously positive experience. And so running this program, this is all done through private donations. We pay for almost all of the financial burdens of this school. Obviously, everything comes down to finances, so we're always seeking funding or help. And for the listeners in South Korea, we do not get any funding from the South Korean government. Everything is paid for from our funds. And the teachers who teach in the after-school program are all volunteers, and we're really grateful for their time. So if there's anybody listening in South Korea that would be interested in helping Kunsem as a volunteer teacher or any other way, they would be very much appreciated. Whether you're in the U.S. or South Korea, helping these kids will allow them to be future ambassadors who will reach out to our northern brethren and sisters, and also to be ambassadors to make sure that the unification happens in the future.
도움을 주시면 감사하겠습니다.
한국인은
So I'd like to add to what my wife said, and that is for the listeners in South Korea, the podcast here at KEI. The people in South Korea are the people that would be directly affected by all the things that are going on in the peninsula, the peace talks, the summit talks, etc. But I would also remind the South Koreans that they should know that and be reminded that Kim Jong-un is one of the worst dictators in the world, and it's a terrible situation up in the north. So if South Koreans can provide additional help to us in terms of not only supporting the school, but the program that I mentioned earlier, such as sending the rice or USBs, because I believe that once the North Korean people are awakened, they're the ones that can bring about true change in North Korea and bring about peaceful reunification. And for the listeners of the podcast in the U.S., again, I repeat that the worst dictatorship and the worst place in the whole world right now is North Korea. And the North Koreans are the ones who must be awakened from their brainwashed state and lead to change within the country. So in terms of information flow into North Korea, if the people listening in the U.S. can help with whether it's USBs or coming up with content that can be sent into North Korea, that would be a great help for Kunzen.
So I want to ask you students, we have talked a little bit about unification, right? And I've seen lots of polls in South Korea that South Korean young people are not that interested or they don't care that much about unification. So I'm curious what you think. What is your opinion about unification?
저는
So for me, I want the reunification to happen because I want to visit my parents' hometown, and I think reunification would be a good thing for the Korean Peninsula, and I would love to take the train from the Korean Peninsula to England, and that can only happen if unification happens and North Korea opens up.
So I grew up in North Korea, and I would like to go back to the place where I grew up and lived. And my memory of that place is fading, so I want to go back before it fades completely. And my grandparents are still there as well, so I want to see them. That is why I want unification to happen. So for me, I would like unification to happen because I would like to meet friends who are from North Korea and visit North Korea as well.
So I think we'll wrap up, but I want to give you a chance if there's any final message you want to have or any, you know, closing thoughts.
Yeah.
So I would like to add just one more time, in addition to the education aspect of Kunsem after-school program, part of our program is also information flow into North Korea, which is done by sending rice in plastic water bottles via the ocean. And we also include USBs that contain outside banned information in these rice bottle launches. And unfortunately, in South Korea, there's not much interest in doing this type of work. And it would be a great help, a great boost for us if people who are able to and who are interested in, after hearing this podcast, can participate in that project by supporting the information dissemination project aspect of Kunsem after school program, which is done by sending rice and USBs via plastic bottles. And ultimately, as North Koreans know about the outside world, and as they know that they're living in a oppressed dictatorship, they're the ones who will be able to bring about change in North Korea and bring about the collapse, eventual collapse, hopefully, of the dictatorship as well.
So for me, I have an older brother who is still alive in North Korea, and my desire is that the rice and foreign content we are sending help fill up both his stomach and his mind. And I have another brother who, while we were in North Korea, was sent to a political prison camp. To this day, I do not know if my brother is alive or dead, and this is the reason why I am doing this. I am helping out as a volunteer, as a director of the Kunsem program, and my desire is that until unification happens, I will take care of these kids, the students that come to our program, and I will do my best to help the parents who trust and leave their children with us at the program. I am making a vow. And to the many people listening to this program, I would ask if they can join us and help us in the work that we do until the day unification takes place.
And And that's it for today's program. Thanks for listening to Korean Context. If you'd like more information or see pictures of the Kunsaem School, you can go to their website at kunsaem.net. It is largely in Korean. And if you have any specific questions, please tweet at us at KoreaEconInst. If you haven't already, don't forget to subscribe and rate us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. See you next time.